Kendro moved nearer his open office window, once again watching their dying sun setting for the night. Too tired even to think, 3 days too tired. Rubbing his eyes, he stroked down the sides of his temple. A blue tinge of Croax energy from his fingers lit his royal birthmark in a rainbow of colors, the energy not reaching his weary mind. His broad shoulders seemed to have shrunk over the past 3 days. 3 tiers up in the royal palace, he glanced at the view below, making out soldiers in their dark uniforms as they loaded belongings onto shuttles in the glowing twilight. The sight weighed upon his soul. He turned, regarding his empty office, stripped of everything but the desk and 2 chairs.
Best to work while I can, before they come for these too.
Work didn't come for him. He stared at the portable screen, blank, seeing only his reflection, his handmade uniform a bright blue in the glass.
You think you've won?
With a headshake, wiping away tears with the back of his meaty hand, Kendro flung his reader at a wall where it shattered.
Never!
Resting his head on his desk, he paused for a brief moment. His breathing slowed. Shaking himself awake, for almost 3 days now, with barely any rest since he ordered their planet's evacuation, within every tightening muscle and sinew, Kendro felt the strain.
Kendro!
His attention turned to his wife, Mika, standing in his open doorway. After stepping lightly over the wreckage of the smashed reader, she quickened her stride with a look of anxiety, the swish from her silken robes the only sound as she approached. Drinking in her essence, Kendro's spirit lifted.
Glorious.
3 months pregnant, yet no one knew. The traditional one-sleeved satin gown she wore allowed everyone to see the Croax she contained.
Her energy shines brightly, Kendro thought.
The gown's figure-hugging material accentuated every growing curve.
You are beautiful.
Mika smiled. Her birthmark, smaller than her husband's, it flickered red as emotion rushed to its surface, spreading down her neck and shoulder, onto her bare arm, igniting around her every finger.
Perfect. You thought changing houses was bad when we were first mated.
Standing, he reached for her.
Can I shield this dread much longer?
Solar systems are so much harder. Exhausting. A frown settled on Mika's lips. She looked into his darkening face.
You don't look so good,
she said as she prodded him back into his seat so she could stand and ruffle his hair.
I know,
Kendro replied, hearing her every thought, connected with not only his wife, but with all of his species. Stepping behind him, Mika placed both hands on his shoulders, kneading them with her small, neat fingers.
We'll be all right. Not only do I have faith in you, but so do our people.
Mika moved around, sitting before him, elegantly crossing her legs.
And you are biased. I'm getting bigger, she said, patting her stomach. It won't be long. They'll wonder soon.
I'm hoping we can feign an illness for you, once we're on board the Solishar.
Kendro felt the silvery strands of another vision tighten around his consciousness. Shaking it away, he focused on Mika's lazy caress. Would he be able to save the little one? Already named Taliri as well. Mika stared at him.
Do I need to know what your latest visions entail?
Reaching out, Kendro took her face in his hands, sorrow humming through his fingertips.
If you tell, then our unborn son's life could be forfeited.
A sharp wind blew over Mika's bare arms, goosebumps rippling across her skin. She stood, lowering her face, tears forming at Kendro's admonition. As Kendro expected, Mika's tone changed.
I'm excited,
she pouted, rubbing her stomach, protective, fearful of his words.
Why not tell our people?
We can't.
Kendro held out a hand for her.
All right.
Taking her husband's hand, Mika kissed it.
I promise, not a soul.
If word gets out, it would take only one angry person to hurt you. I'd never forgive myself.
I trust you.
Mika backed away.
With my life, and with the life of our son.